Hello, hello, dear listeners. This is an unexpected and absolutely wild roller coaster of a follow-up episode that arose from our recent after-show panel on Germany, which was a Patreon exclusive, as this episode is, as all episodes of the after show are. So if you haven't checked that two-part panel out and you're a patron, do listen to the whole thing. It's an incredibly fascinating and timely discussion on the absurd responses we've seen coming from Germany in regards to Israel's assault on Gaza. If you are not a patron, you can still check out the sample versions of the panel. But either way, whether you do or don't listen to the previous episodes, this conversation is pretty interesting, even as a standalone. If you're a patron, make sure you're listening via the Patreon app or Patreon RSS feed. And if you're not a patron, you can check out the sample version of this episode too. But I wouldn't want to miss this one. So hey, consider becoming a patron so you can enjoy exclusives like this one via patreon.com/nicemangoes. Now Klaus, my guest for this episode, was a panel member on the Germany, Identity, and Palestine episodes. At the time, he did mention that he was raised far right, but that he had since shed those views.
My family, as I said, I was raised pretty hardcore right-wing, hard to get further to the right there. And the thing that I learned...
That actually sounds pretty concerning in a German context. Like,
yes. Yeah. Yes.
I did not expect, however, that he would have been raised in a literal Nazi-adjacent cult. So when he sent me a link to him being interviewed on another stream and being referred to as a former Nazi, you can imagine my surprise. I was certainly not aware of this context during our previous recording on the panel, but hey, the discovery certainly made for an interesting conversation this time. I do strongly believe that people can change their views, and if they want to talk about unraveling and abandoning their past bigotry, I am happy to hear it and support that kind of expression. However, as we discussed even on this episode, this former extremist thing, you've really got to look at it on a case-by-case basis with much skepticism. Sometimes you'll find that so-called former extremists just replace one form of hate or radicalization with another. See Majid Nawaz, or Ayan Hirsi Ali, or sadly, many, many of the ex-Muslims who claim to have left extremism behind only to ally with the Western far right. Anyway, this is the part where I will say I am slapping a huge, huge content warning all over this episode because there's a lot of discussion of the types of bigoted and anti-Semitic views Klaus held in the past. There's mention of murder and suicide. So there's a lot. Proceed with caution. Hello, hello. Welcome to the after show. A brand spanking new series. Patreon exclusive, brought to you by Polite Conversations.
By Polite Conversations.
This is where I'm hoping to get to know you a little better, dear patrons. This will be the place to come hang out for a casual chat. Let's talk about all things woking up and Polite Conversations and Twitter spaces and whatever else you'd like to discuss. More content, more conversations, more fun, and even more rationality. So it's been interesting. We had a chat a few days ago.
Yeah.
Where you did not exactly tell me fully where you were coming from.
I think I alluded to it at the beginning. Yeah,
so we were talking about what the fuck is going on in Germany and what is up with their absolutely bizarre response to what Israel is doing.
Yes.
And so we had a panel discussion on that, and you were like, oh, you know, I was raised far right, but, you know, I've changed or my views have changed. And a couple of days after that, you sent me a link to a Twitch stream where the title was something like Talking to a Former Nazi.
Yes.
And I was like, what the fuck?
Oh, you didn't recognize it was me?
No, I did, of course. But
okay.
The what the fuck was like, wait a minute, I talked to an ex-Nazi 2 days ago? About...
Well, let me put it this way. I was never, strictly speaking, a Nazi, because even when I was raised and I believed what my parents believed, we were always very anti-Nazi for all the wrong reasons.
Right. Do explain.
So, oh my God, this is the thing. So there's all kinds. Let me step back. How can I explain this? So my parents were very much enthralled by the writings of a certain Mathilde Ludendorff and a certain Eric Ludendorff, better known as the General Ludendorff, who at some point was the de facto dictator of Germany in the First World War. He was the general quartermaster of the Germans, and I think he was the inventor of the submarine warfare. Anyway, he was quite an interesting character from a purely military point of view, but he didn't take Germany losing World War I very graciously. He couldn't accept that the German government and the German leadership and the German military simply had failed and lost the war. He looked for reasons to explain this that wouldn't lay blame onto the German military. And then there, I think he was one of the originators of the so-called Dolchstoßlegende, which literally translates as dagger stab legend, or better, or in English, the stab in the back legend, that basically suggests that the war was lost because of subversive activities by socialists, communists, Freemasons, Jews, you name it. And that without this unfair interference at the home front, the Germans would have, of course, totally and without question won that war. He was one of the people who took part in Hitler's so-called beer hall putsch and actually worked with Hitler side by side with Hitler. And he married at some point before this event, he married somebody called Mathilde Ludendorff. Well, she was then Mathilde Ludendorff. I always forget her proper name. Doesn't matter, it's irrelevant. Who was a psychiatrist by training. And as I explained in my other interview, from all I can gather, which is, I haven't read much by her, but her psychiatric ideas were pretty much progressive for the time in terms of psychology and how education would go. So it's very much in line with things like Montessori, etc. Nothing bad, actually, in my opinion.
Okay.
But she really had her panties in a knot, her knickers in a knot, or whatever the phrase is, about Christianity. She really hated Christianity. She was raised in a fairly Christian home, I think fairly educated. But anyway, she came up with this bizarre idea, eventually, that Christianity was basically a Jewish plot to enslave the non-Jewish world. And
wow.
Yes. And there's a whole thing behind it. It's like I could literally probably hold an impromptu lecture on all the crazy things that go into it and how it coheres or doesn't cohere. But these people, of course, were at first in favor of the
Nazis. So what religion did they follow?
None. A-religious. They didn't really... So not a theistic religion as such. Her philosophical ideas are very much informed by Christianity, but especially Protestantism, but without God, and very much a rejection of God as conceived by Christianity, but she still uses very religious language. She almost tried to repurpose the word God to be not a personal God, but to mean something else. Very abstruse.
That's interesting, because what you're saying now reminds me of like all these like fashy new atheists talking about how secularism has left a God-shaped hole.
It's something along those lines. I think one doesn't have to stretch things too much to see a parallel there. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I think through my father's father, my grandfather on my father's side, I think, introduced my dad to the writings of Ludendorff, and I think they subscribed to some of the regular publications they put out before the war and before the Nazis even. And my understanding is, now this is all family legend, but my understanding is that he was one of the early Nazis in the region.
Your grandfather?
Yes. And in that part of Germany, the Nazis were quite popular because I think they appealed to what is fundamentally a somewhat anarchistic streak in the tradition of this region. They weren't very happy about government in general. There's a really fascinating history to this region, how they relate to central government, etc. But be that as it may be, he apparently joined the Nazis in the mid-20s or late-20s and then quit the Nazis either right before they came to power or right after, because he felt that too many opportunists had joined the party, and he kind of suspected that the party was basically in the doing the bidding of the global Jewish cabal.
Wait. Are you saying that your grandfather thought the Nazis were doing the bidding of the quote-unquote global Jewish cabal?
In a nutshell, yes.
Wow. Like, I don't even know where to begin.
that is always a very healthy reaction to that. If that made sense to you in any shape or form, we would have a problem. No, it's completely insane. So he was literally a smuggler.
So your dad was a smuggler and a fascist. Oh my God, he sounds like Jordan Peterson a little bit.
Yeah, he was also very active in farm politics.
So he turned her into a trad wife.
Kind of, yeah.
Shermer dropped all his skepticism, didn't even fucking...
This is a crazy thing. The only... Being an atheist doesn't make you smart. It doesn't make you better. In an American context, you would consider my parents white separatists and white supremacists, absolutely.
So explicitly they said that white people should not mix with others?
Yeah, race mixing, a big no-no.
Oh, okay.
I literally have never met a pleasant Nazi.
Yeah, that's an oxymoron.
Access this brand new Patreon exclusive series by becoming a patron today.